For many employers seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Always excited to have Kayleigh McEnany on. You see her on Fox News and other cable news outlets. She's a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. She has just enjoyed a wonderful Thanksgiving on to the Christmas holidays. Kayleigh, good morning. Good to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, great to join you. Thanks for having me.
How was Thanksgiving around your family's table?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was a beachside Thanksgiving down in Florida. Not, you know, very seasonal, but a lot of fun nonetheless, and a nice break after those midterm elections.
I know. All of us needed to kind of decompress. Let me ask you a question. We've spent the last 3 or 4 days eulogizing the 41st president of the United States, and I got to tell you, it was kind of refreshing to hear both Democrats and Republicans all, you know, singing off the same hymnal. It was very positive. It was very uplifting. Is it nice for you to get a break for at least for a few days?
Oh, it definitely has been, you know, a wonderful thing to watch as Republicans and Democrats come together. And, you know, that only was made possible because George H.W. Bush, you know, his last act on this earth was, you know, his funeral, which he had a heavy hand in planning. And he made it clear he wanted President Trump there. He wanted Presidents Obama and Clinton and Carter there. He brought everyone together in this beautiful moment of unity to really explore his life, which is one full of faith. His animating faith in Jesus Christ was brought up all throughout the service. And what sprung from that was a life full of helping other people. And just the stories are so beautiful and just paint the picture of a man that truly cared about others and never lost sight of the fact that life is about helping other people.
Yeah, and the president was there today, and it was such an amazing picture of all these current and former presidents. And the eulogies were wonderful. Alan Simpson, did you get a chance to see much of it?
I did. I watched the entire thing from start to finish, and man, it just brought tears to your eyes watching it. But it was tears of yes, mourning. Yes, he will be missed, but happiness seeing that there was this life well lived that can serve as an example for everyone around him. And boy, was it hard to watch as President George W. Bush got choked up a little bit there at the end.
Yeah.
As he paid his last tribute to his father.
That was absolutely amazing. Let's get back to the wonderful world of politics in Washington and cutthroat stuff. The very latest last night, we learned that Michael Flynn, Robert Mueller, is recommending no prison time. Should that scare the president? Is it good news? Or what is it?
Yeah, I don't think it should scare the president. I know that there was, first of all, you know, we don't know exactly what information he gave. A lot of the document that was released was blacked out, certain portions of it. We know that he gave some information pursuant to a criminal investigation of some sort. So it could have been about Paul Manafort. It could have been about one of the other surrounding players that he gave information pursuant to. But that being said, I don't think it should worry the president in the slightest. Robert Mueller is out to justify his own existence. He's laid perjury traps for some individuals, tried to flip others to get information, to make his report as damning as possible for this administration. But there's no there, to quote Peter Strzok, who investigated collusion for 18 months over at the FBI. So I don't think that there's any reason to worry.
Is this an indication? I know some of the pundits have talked about this may be an indication they're ready to wrap up. They're tying up all the loose ends, I think is the way one pundit put it. Is this the beginning of the end of the Mueller investigation, you think?
I do. I anticipate, and again, I have no basis for this, but just a hunch that we could get a report before Christmas. I do think that things do seem to be wrapping up, but again, that's just my hunch. I would also encourage your listeners, there's a really fantastic piece I'm about halfway through over at New York Vanity Fair, rather, and the title is This It? A Trump Hater's Guide to Mueller Skepticism. And basically, he says, you know, was this justified to even open this investigation? We were told there was collusion. Here we are 2 years in. We have a bunch of information about perjury and kind of system crimes or administrative crimes that are bad. Still, of course, perjury is bad, but we have nothing that goes to the heart of the matter, which is collusion and why this was set up. And it's a really great and enlightening piece over at Vanity Fair about, was this worth it? Was this worth the taxpayer dollars?
I'm just curious, what do you think will come out of this? Is it possible that this may be a recitation, that's the final report will be a recitation of a bunch of fragments, but with nothing really tying them together?
I think that's exactly it. I mean, look at what we know so far. You have Paul Manafort, who had personal financial wrongdoing in his past that predated the Trump administration. So he was convicted on those grounds. And then you have Mike Flynn, who misled the vice president. Again, it did concern the administration. It was during the incoming administration, but it was Michael Flynn's wrongdoing, nothing administration-wide, that tied all of that together. And then you have, of course, Michael Cohen, who also had personal wrongdoing predating the Trump administration, going back to those taxi cabs that he was operating, and then a perjury situation there, and then, of course, a perjury trap in the case of Jerome Corzi. So all of these are crimes personal to the individual. There's no unifying theme. There is no widespread collusion. I think we will soon find that out.
Roger Stone is going to invoke his Fifth Amendment rights. What do you make of that, and what should we take from that?
Well, every American has the right to do that, to plead the Fifth. You don't have to self-incriminate. It's constitutional. Guarantee. So for him, maybe he thinks if he speaks, it would be incriminating for some reason. But, you know, again, this is personal to Roger Stone. It does not relate to the president. So I think we'll soon find that out in this report. But I would make one note. This is a prosecutorial report. I do think Mueller wants to make the president look bad. This is a witch hunt, which is why he's going after only Trump officials. Recall that Andy McCabe also perjured himself, but he's a Democrat, so he's in the clear. So I do think that this will be a report that he will try to make damning. He will try to cast the president in a negative light, but I do think there will be no crime alleged on the part of the president or the administration.
I was just going to ask, what about the family? I mean, there's all kinds of talk that there's fear in and around the administration, that Eric might get caught up in something, that Don Jr. might get caught up in something, the Trump Tower meetings with the Russians. Do you sense that there is worry about family members?
No, I don't sense that at all. This is a great family that does everything above board. And if they really want to start looking into collusion, perhaps they should go look at the dossier, which was a product put together by an individual from the UK, a former intel officer there, with information from Russia. So, you know, if they really want to start looking at collusion, they should take a hard look at the Clinton campaign, perhaps, because I see a lot more evidence there. And no, absolutely not. Do I think the family will be caught up in this?
Kayleigh McEnany joining us, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. I want to ask you, coming up on Friday, We got James Comey going to be testifying or being deposed, whatever you want to call it, by the House Judiciary Committee. And it's going to be behind closed doors, but a transcript will be released. Maybe it will be videotaped. I don't know if it will or not. What do you think we should find out from James Comey? What should we ask James Comey?
Well, there are some really hard questions that need to be asked of James Comey, namely, you know, why did he have Peter Strzok, that biased FBI agent, launching the Clinton email investigation, interviewing Clinton, not putting Clinton under oath? Why was he also appointed to look into President Trump when he had a documented history of bias? Andy McCabe, as well, was leaking stories to the press strategically. There was a conflict where Jim Comey said, you know, oh, I didn't know that he had leaked this information to the press. Andy McCabe says, oh, wait, yes, James Comey did know that, so that needs to be cleared up. There's a lot that needs to be asked pursuant to how he ran the FBI and how decisions were made with the Clinton email investigation and the Russia investigation that tied the president into things.
And tell me why this should have been behind closed doors. I mean, why can't the American people see this? I understand the idea of not wanting to limit senators or members of the House on the committee to just five-minute rounds, but is there another way we could have done this thing where the American people could judge on their own the temperament, the messaging of James Comey?
Well, I think it was important to be behind closed doors because classified information could not have been shared in an open setting, and a lot of what needs to be asked will hit on classified information, as some senators had pointed out. And I also think when it is in front of cameras, we've seen how Democrats act. They filibuster. You recall the Peter Strzok hearing, what a complete circus that was, with the grandstanding of the Democrats consistently interrupting. I think that eliminates a lot of that. And this is a pretty fair compromise for the transcript to be released, and it will allow for classified information to be shared and then redacted in the ultimate transcript.
I want to ask you, and I'll continue to ask, I know we've talked about this a couple of times since the midterm, of what is it that actually happened in the midterm, suburban women losing a bunch of seats, the nearly 40 seats in the House, gaining a couple of seats in the Senate, but areas that the president won in 2016, we ended up struggling a bit. Do you have any feel for what happened in the midterms?
Well, first, I think it disadvantaged us with the president not being on the ballot. He lifts the tide of other Republican candidates. When his name is on the ballot, you have a host of new voters, new Republican voters that show up. Haven't always been Republicans, some Democrats who voted for Trump, some independents, but they show up. So I think him not being on the ballot was one thing. He did his best to make sure that he was out there supporting our candidates. The candidates he supported went on to victory. But I would also add, you know, when we talk about suburban women, you know, it's really important for us moving forward as a party to make clear that health care is an issue that our party has the right answer to. Graham Cassidy would have helped alleviate some of those huge costs that came with Obamacare. It would have given more options, more choice to consumers. And I think it's really important to make an articulate, cohesive argument on health care. I think it's key heading into 2020. All polling shows us that's a high priority to voters, also to female voters as well. So I think it's really important on that front as we move forward to develop that argument for the American people.
Kaylee, in our final minute, as we move forward, the messaging, the messengers, obviously the president will be the chief messenger, but I'm curious if we need to change our messaging or our means of messaging. Do you have any thoughts on that? Because a lot of people just didn't get the message.
I think you raise an excellent point, and it's why I'm such a big proponent for reaching voters through other means other than cable news, for instance. I think it's so key to speak with people like you out on radio and break through to voters so that they hear the good news of the Trump presidency. I was very dismayed when I met a woman who lost her husband on the VA wait list, and she had no idea about all of the great things that President Trump had put in place for our veterans. So it's really important to try to stay grounded in the issues and share the message of good news of all that Trump has done out on local TV and radio. It's key. I think it's key moving forward as we approach 2020.
Kaylee, I don't know if you and I will have a chance to get together before Christmas, but I hope you and your family and everybody connected to you and the RNC have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. We certainly will talk in the first of the year, but have a great holiday, and I know we will talk down the road.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Have a great day.
There you go. There's Kaylee McEnany, national spokesperson. National spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. I'm running way late. You want to join us? We will continue, if you want, this talk of Uber and Lyft from actual Uber and Lyft drivers. Yeah. Some say it's worthless, that you can't make any money. Others say, I do it because I market another product while I'm doing Uber and Lyft. Kind of a means to an end sort of thing. We'll talk about that. You want to join us? Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. We are your radio program of record. We brought you earlier portions of the state funeral for former President George H.W. Bush. He is going to be heading to Texas and will be buried tomorrow at a private ceremony. We'll have highlights, by the way, coming up top of the hour. And some of the stuff was really good. Some of it was really funny. Some of it was just incredibly sad. But the 41st president of the United States will be laid to rest tomorrow. Let's go to Donna. Donna, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, I tell you, I am an older female. I drive for Uber. I happen to love it. I'm sorry that a lot of these people don't feel like they make enough money. Of course, I do it only maybe 4 or 5 days a week. But when I do 4 or 5 days a week, I can make anywhere from $400 to $500. Now, granted, I'm on Social Security, so I'm not young, one of the younger people that maybe have to make a lot of money. But I find that, and I make almost as much in tips as I do in driving. I think the reason is because when someone gets into my car, I'm always very up and very happy and tell them, and I give them stories about Las Vegas, about when I was here in the 70s, about the mob. And I think it's what you give is what I get back. And I get very good compliments. So I happen to, I'm very thankful to God that there's such a company as Uber and Lyft in this country.
But you, Donna, you, and I've only got like 40 seconds. You view this as more than just getting from point A to point B. You want to give them a show, so to speak, or at least information, some historical information about the city, about the mob and all of that, right?
Well, I give them whatever they want. Yes.
And there's some people.
How long I've been here?
And there's some people. I'll bet you that just want to sit quietly and watch the city go by. Is that right?
Well, yeah. If they do, then I don't talk. Yeah,
I love that, Donna. Thank you. I'm running to the bottom of the hour. Sorry about that, but there's a vote for Uber. She's glad Uber's around, and she makes money. She works 4, maybe 5 days a week, and she loves it. She's thankful. We'll find out what you think coming up. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods.
It is Live and Local Now. Great to have you with us. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Back to your phone calls we go. For those of you that don't know what we do in our final half hour, and I know we get new listeners every day sampling the program, coming to our program for good, we hope. In our final half hour, we turn the tables. In the first 2.5 hours, we tell you what it is we're going to talk about. It's news of the day. It's stuff that happened last night in New York City that will impact Uber customers for months to come, maybe years to come. The idea of paying Uber and Lyft drivers in New York City $17.22 an hour, a living wage. Maybe not in New York, but anyway, a minimum wage. There is no minimum wage now. And don't think that the folks headed to Carson City in February won't be trying to do the very same thing of imposing a minimum wage on Uber and Lyft drivers in Southern Nevada, Northern Nevada, the rurals, from border to border. Don't think that won't be happening soon. Remember, you heard it here first. But in our final half hour, when we're done talking about all the stuff that's topical and compelling and entertaining, we turn the program over to you and we find out what it is you want to talk about. Let's begin with Nathan. Nathan, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kev. This issue is pretty cut and dry. I mean, think about it. All these individuals out here that haven't been able to find a job or hadn't been working or were going through a rough time, they're able to do Uber or Lyft. I've got a sister-in-law that was able to do it. She makes plenty of money. She makes over $600 to $800 a week. That's a pretty good living, I think. I think if we put a minimum wage on it, they're going to run across several issues of losing jobs, because now you've got the requirement saying, well, if we're going to pay a minimum wage, now our expectation is going to be based on the quality of individual, or not just quality, but based on requirements they have to be eligible for in order to be employed. And you eliminate those people that otherwise wouldn't be able to get a Lyft job or an Uber job. And sometimes they need that because their regular job gives them a certain amount of free time, and Lyft allows them to work when they can work. I think we're taking away jobs, not giving back.
Let me ask you, who do you think will pay this $17 an hour? Do you think it's the billionaires that created Uber and Lyft, or is this simply going to be passed along to consumers? For instance, if I'm going from Summerlin to Searchlight, and it takes me 45 minutes or an hour to get there, that they'll tack on a $17.22 an hour surcharge. So that $20 fare, becomes $37.50. Is that what's going
to
happen?
Well, you prorate it by minute. If it takes 5 minutes to get there, you prorate it by minutes. So if that's what it does, they're just going to increase their cost per Lyft drive, you know, obviously to include that minimum wage. In my opinion, it's going to be passed to the consumer just like with any other business. Your cost of goods, cost of labor is passed to the products you sell. But regardless, I think making a mandatory minimum wage for Lyft and Uber drivers is a bad idea. I think it's going to eliminate those that otherwise wouldn't be able to get pick up a job doing the freedom of time that they currently get now.
Well, and I know so many people. In fact, I rode with an Uber driver, I don't know, a couple of 3 weeks ago, and they said that they take their kids to school in the morning, and by 8:30 they're free. So they drive until 3, then come back and pick up the kids at 3. So it gives them freedom. It also gives them revenue. Now, you may say, well, $8 an hour isn't worth your time. Or you may be somebody that says, you know, I need money. My kids, have dance class I got to pay for. So, if I can come up with a couple of $100 over the course of a couple of weeks, then I got money for that, or new shoes or whatever it might be. Let me just ask you, though, as a consumer, are you a consumer of the product? Have you used Uber and Lyft?
Yeah, several times.
Okay. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, they're a great service. Love the people that do it. As a matter of fact, the last lady I rode with from the airport, she's a mother of three. She works a full-time job at night. And like you said, she takes her kids to school, drops them off. Between the time that she drops her kids off and the time that she's got to be to work, that's a lot of dead time that she can make money. So why not drive? Why not do what she needs to do to fill that time to help generate additional revenue for her household? So I love Uber. I think it's great, and I think it helps a lot of people. And I think you put a minimum wage to it, and it's going to eliminate jobs, and it's going to hurt a lot more people than it helps.
Hey. I'm glad you called. Thank you. That frees up a line. You've been trying to get through. You've been getting that stupid busy signal. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's see. Oh, let's go to Frank. My buddy Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, God bless you for not being part of this imposed homage on number 41. And speaking of number 41, Kevin, our parents' generation, I noticed this. Every one of them, no matter how small or how big, whether they were just a maid, a mom, what we knew, what used to be a mom, you raised, you stayed home, you cooked, you raised your kids. Every one of our parents' generation, when Kennedy was shot, they knew, they never forgot. They knew exactly where they were and what they were doing when they got the news. But 41, he's got three different excuses. Doesn't remember. Hey, he's got three different answers. I'm going to leave your listeners with that.
There you go. One admonition, Frank. Do not speak ill of the dead. I mean, and by the way, even if you dislike his politics, what I love is the way Democrats, who used to absolutely, I think this guy was a moron, was an idiot, you know, and forced him into being a one-term president. The read my lips, no new taxes, and then he added more taxes. But did you notice how the media in death has fawned all over Bush 41? I mean, it's incredible. We'll get to your calls in a minute. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, we make it easy for you. In our final half hour, you don't have to justify what it is you want to talk about. If you want to talk about it, if it interests you, then it interests me. And if I'm not interested, I'll tell you. Here's how you do it. Yeah, you pick up the phone, you call 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And by the way, I've got one stinking line open. And you can have it if you want it. Again, if you are an active or maybe a part-time Uber or Lyft driver, I want to hear your story. Because I think your story is worth telling. I happen to like Uber and Lyft as a service, as a consumer. I like it. When I go to the app and the app tells me that in 3 minutes a guy will be pulling up to my front door, and I compare that to the experience I've had all across Southern Nevada and in other cities as well with Yellow Cab, it's like night and day. I mean, it's so totally different. And now the cab companies, and they're starting in New York, and you know that this will be something that will be proposed here in Nevada, because the cab companies would like nothing better than to destroy the Uber and Lyft business model. They would love it. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? We'd love to have you. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So good to have you with us live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, final segment of the day. Tomorrow, of course, is Thursday, and that means Wayne Allen Root War Now. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call the topic. What do you want to talk about?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man.
What I want to talk about is not only the wages in the taxi cab industry, but
the wages in all these service industries, you know, like the car dealerships where they repair cars, and the upholstery companies that are repairing furniture and reupholstering, all these companies are all paying the least amount of money they possibly can. In 1981, when I came here, I started at $10 an hour making furniture and redoing furniture, reupholstering. You know what they want to pay me now? $10 an hour. This is how many years later? But that's what's happening. You see, Las Vegas is a slave state. That's what I'm getting at. You see, you can't get a job here unless they make a law that you can survive here. That's why you got to have 10 people in one apartment with two bedrooms to be able to stay here, because you're up against people that don't belong here to begin with.
So you're saying it's illegal immigration and all of the illegals that are driving down wages for the rest of us.
Okay, now look. The only people working for $8, $9, $10 an hour are basically, believe me, I know personally, are illegal. Now, who do you think is going to take these cab company jobs when the Americans won't take them for $8, $9, $10 an hour?
Well, the fact
is, ring the bell, buddy.
Hey, no. But the deal is, though, people will do one of two things. They'll either get into another business, or they'll stay there, I'm sorry?
They'll leave the state like they always do, yeah. The only reason you can stay here is if you have a job. If you don't have a job, you're going to be sleeping under a bridge. But eventually you will leave.
Well, you will do what is in your own best self-interest, which may be to leave and go to another state where jobs are more plentiful, things like that.
Well, I came here in 1981 from another state back east. And I've left this state and come back at least a half a dozen times because I love Las Vegas, because I know how to survive here. The people that can't, they come here with a family. I see them all the time sleeping in their cars along the streets and stuff with kids and stuff and dogs. And holy smoke, I know after about 2 weeks the police are going to chase them off. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's the way it goes.
You know, that's a story that I hear often from friends and associates, that it is tough to make it here. There is a gazillion dollars here in Southern Nevada, on the Strip, downtown, Fremont Street. And some people make it big, and other people struggle. Anyway, you want to join us? You can. In fact, I've got one line open. That's all I got. Oh, my gosh. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And for those of you that don't know, this whole talk about Uber and Lyft began with New York City. They are going to impose a $17.22 hourly minimum wage for Uber and Lyft drivers, that they will end up getting a paycheck. They estimate it would be $9,600 a year from Uber and Lyft, which will be passed along to you and me the next time that we go on the app in New York City after the first of the year. We will all be paying a tax. It's an indirect tax, but we'll be paying a tax. Hey, don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. You want to try something different? You want to save even more money on real water? Do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. They bring it right to your front door, and you'll save tons of dough on real water. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. Go there right now on your smartphone and check it out. Tell you what, dude, let's go to Will. Will, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Will, I mean, Kevin?
Yes.
All right. All right, first of all, the gentleman who called about the wage is absolutely correct. Just called about the illegal aliens. There's just no doubt about it. They'll move into those jobs. Here's one of my concerns. So many pieces are in play. It's become so convoluted that we're all trying to figure out how to get out of this mess. So here's what I suggest we do, because that's not all of the problem. What we need to do is do term limits on all public employees to some degree. And what I mean by that, on a politician, we know what term limits means, but on a public employee, we need to let them know that, number one, we don't pay any kind of compensation packages. We pay you a flat wage, period. Now, because what's happened is the public employee unions have formed this alliance with education and with entitlement and media, and they're coming after us for revenue. And that's why we have the infrastructure problems, because all the money's gone to their benefits package, and they've become a political body. So if Las Vegas would take the forefront in leading to a new reconstruction of our society, we would be, with our exposure and publicity, I think we would have the ability to launch a whole new economy, which I think would be a model of what's coming, because it's all intertwined, Kevin.
Tell me what that would look like. What would that new economy look like? And I've only got about 90 seconds.
Sure. The new economy would look like is it would define government and also free enterprise, because what's happening is free enterprise and the bureaucracy begin to commingle. And the bureaucracy wants more and more because they really don't do what they do. I'm paying for these people to perturb our economy and to misrepresent it.
Well, no. Hey, baby, Will. The deal is that what many people, especially, well, but people on both sides of the argument will say it's either or. It's either free enterprise, okay, capitalism, or it's the government doing it for us. You're saying they're commingling. The fact is, people want it one way or the other. They want free enterprise, they want capitalism, or they want government control of everything.
Yes, that's what's happened. They've lost the mission. See, in the old days, this is real simple. There's essential services and amenities. And as a public employee, nobody wanted that job because it paid terrible. But what they did was they became predatory. They filled the public employee with public employee unions, and these people now have golden handcuff packages. I mean, look at the pension PERS and TERS. It's unbelievable where these people are headed. If we don't stop this now and reconstruct in our public sector so that we all know exactly what essential services are and what they cost, because free enterprise needs to be cut loose for what it does. Free enterprise is a conveyance of opportunity to serve a true and actual need to the community that's accountable and well-intended. That's what free enterprise is. It isn't complicated.
Well, the problem, well, I'm just going to tell you that there are some people in our society that want the government to do everything. Obamacare, you know, education, the people that say, we don't just want education K-12, we want it through junior college, through community college. And there are other people that say we want the government out of our hair. The libertarians, they want the government to get out of our way. And now you can't have it both ways. Anyway, that's going to do it today. Tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root weighs in on Roger Stone pleading the fifth. That's all tomorrow, live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org. and regain control over your healthcare costs.